Ephesians chapter 1, hyperliteral translation. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by means of the will of God, to the separated ones, those being in Ephesus, and believers in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God, Father of us and Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, the one having blessed us in every blessing spiritual in the heavenlies in Christ, according as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, for to be us separate and blameless in the sight of him in love, having predestined us into sonship by means of Jesus Christ into himself, according to the good pleasure of the will of him, into praise of glory of the grace of him, by which he favored us in the Beloved One, in whom we have the redemption by means of the blood of him, the forgiveness of the trespasses, according to the riches of the grace of him, which he lavished into us in all wisdom and understanding, having made known to us the mystery of the will of him, according to the good pleasure of him, which he purposed in him, into a stewardship of the fullness of the times, to sum up the all in the Christ, the on the heavens and the on the earth in him, in whom also we were made an inheritance, having been predestined according to plan of the one, the all working according to the counsel of the will of him, into the to be us into praise of glory of him, the ones having previously hoped in the Christ, in whom also you, having heard the message of the truth, the good news of the salvation of you, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Spirit of the promise, the Holy, which is a down payment of the inheritance of us, into redemption of the possession, into praise of the glory of him. Because of this, I also, having heard thee among you faith in the Lord Jesus, and the love that into all the separated ones, not to cease giving thanks for you, remembering, making a remembrance, making on the prayers of me, in order that the God of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, the Father of the glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in a fuller knowledge of him, having been enlightened the eyes of the heart of you into the to know you what is the hope of the calling of him, what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance of him in the separated ones, and what the surpassing greatness of the power of him into us, the ones believing according to the working of the might of the strength of him, which he exerted in the Christ, having raised him out of dead and having seated in right of him in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority and power and lordship, and every name being named, not only in the age this, but also in the coming one. And all he subordinated under the feet of him, and him gave as head over all to the called out ones, the ecclesia, which is the body of him, the fullness of the all, in all, filling.